Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Riverina's 11:52, Triple M on your Thursday morning. State of Origin 3 last night, and of course New South Wales getting done, but still being able to walk around and hold the trophy aloft in front of Suncorp Stadium, which was packed. From Nine News Riverina, saying a very good morning to Mike Lorigan, going through State of Origin. Mike, how are you going, mate?
A very, very good morning. Look, I'm a little tired. There's lots of sport on, as you said yesterday.
So much.
But what a remarkable match up at Suncorp Stadium last night. Rugby league doesn't get tougher, I don't think.
No, and like the Blues defence in that first 30 minutes was just incredible.
It was absolutely remarkable. At halftime, many were thinking it was some of the best defensive effort in Origin history. Just to keep Queensland out from scoring in those from about 10 minutes into the first half into the end, and for the last 10 minutes to be down to 12 men, a man down after James Maloney was sent off. Look, it was absolutely incredible. The Blues went into halftime ahead after stealing an intercept. So, look, I think that first half effort was remarkable, but the fatigue from that first half defensive effort really showed in the second. It forced some silly mistakes at critical times, and then I think ultimately they turned into points for Queensland, and Queensland got over the line.
Daly Cherry-Evans, he had a pretty good one after being a controversial call-up.
Well, it was controversial. Injuries forced their hand, obviously, for Queensland. And there's been a big talking point about Daly Cherry-Evans. He's been in the Origin wilderness for a few years now. He was, of course, a utility player for them back around 2014 and filled in the halves when Thurston and Cronker, either of them, were to be injured. But look, last night, his return to the Origin Arena, I thought he did a great job. He really controlled the game in the first half, obviously crossed for that try then in the second half. Look, a solid performance from him. He was probably one of Queensland's, he was Queensland's best, in my opinion. And if he's in form next year, he'll be in the frame again. The only other person that could probably perhaps take his spot would be Michael Morgan. The North Queensland Cowboy, and if he's fit as well, it'll be a good tussle.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, end of the game, what are we thinking about this? Billy Slater is player of the series. Look, he is a legend of the game, and saying that hurts as a New South Wales supporter, but in a losing side over the series, he only played two games of the series. I don't think that he made enough difference to the Queensland side to be named as player of the series, surely.
Well, there are many, many questioning it. Look, it's the Australian selectors who pick the Wally Lewis medal. So that's Darren Lockyer and Laurie Daly. And I think there's a little bit of input from Mal Meninga who pick it. They had a look at some of the player votes that were given. I think the players obviously vote themselves for their own players. And Billy Slater in Game 2 and Game 3 was the best voted player by a significant margin, I'm told. But look, regardless, there are many questioning it, because how can you give the player of the series to a losing side and a player that didn't even play the entire series? There are many performances that I guess people in New South Wales are thinking that have been overlooked. Boyd Cordner, man of the match. He had a man of the match and was close to it in Game 2, in Game 1. And obviously played a great game last night. Some other big performances, Tom Trbojevic, James Tedesco, Damian Cook, all those performances, I think a lot of people are thinking have been overlooked, awarding this medal to Billy. And perhaps there are some saying that the medal awarded to Billy Slater last night was more than just this series, is perhaps a crowning moment for his career. But regardless, Billy Slater leaves his Origin career as a winner. He's also one, I think, maybe perhaps the only Queensland captain to go undefeated.
Oh, he probably would be. He probably would be. We might have to put a caveat of that on a minimum of a few games. Mike, thanks so much for catching up. We will catch up with you tonight on our screens from 6, 9 News Riverina. Mike Lorigan there with an Origin recap. Catch up soon, Mike.
Look forward to it as well. Thank you.
Great story doing the rounds at the moment. A great fishing story. I love a great, you won't believe what I caught, story from the fishos. So, look, 13, 27, 10, if you've got a good one as well. But tough to beat this one. Bloke fishing off the coast of Florida in the USA, and he's felt something tug on the line, felt like a good couple of kilos on the end of the line. So he started to reel it in. It gets closer and closer and closer, and it gets to the surface, and it's not a fish. It's sort of squarish in shape. It's wrapped up in masking tape to protect it from the elements. It's like, this looks a bit sus, so I might have to call the Coast Guard to come and get this, because I don't want to be sort of driving my boat back into the Florida wharves with a suspicious package on the boat, and certainly not coming into an area that's known for having a few illegal substances roll through it. Anyway, Coast Guard opened it up, and he's picked up 2 kilos of some of the finest drugs to ever come his way. And look, that's his story, and it's a pretty good story about 2 kilos of marijuana he found just floating by, and picked it up on the end of the line. One of the strangest things that you will ever hear of being caught. I asked our local resident fisher who's in the building, Chris Cottrell, what are some of the best things that he's found on the end of the line? Rightio, Chris, you are the king of fishing in our office. What are some of the weirdest things you have ever caught?
Probably the weirdest thing, probably Lake Albert. I ended up catching, a bit ironically, I caught a shoe, but then 2 casts later, caught a pair of jeans, and then a thong. Not the one you wear on the feet, yeah.
Not the foot.
No. I've caught all kinds of things. A couple of months ago, I landed half of a gun.
Which half?
The non-lethal end, luckily for me. But yeah, I have caught some really crazy things while out in the water, yeah.
Fantastic. And what's the best thing you've ever seen caught?
Oh, geez, seen caught. I did see a guy catch half a mannequin once. the bottom half. So, he walked away with half a mannequin. Yeah, that's probably the craziest thing I've seen caught yet.
The Riverina's 11:52, Triple M. Anthony Maroon isn't available today, but we do need to catch up on everything that's going on in the NRL. And let's face it, I'm not really qualified to talk about it. So, from the Wooden Spooners, the man who knows the most about the NRL of that group, David Deuce, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to see that you shot for the best in this room.
Yeah, I was like, it was 50-50. It was you or me. And I don't really want it from me. State of Origin last night. New South Wales obviously lost, still wrapped up the series. I'm going to ask you one question about it. How good was it seeing Billy Slater get man of the series?
Wow, wasn't that the biggest joke of the Origin series?
Oh, it was, it was interesting.
For a guy that only played 2 of the 3 matches and he wasn't even the best player in the third game. I mean, he wasn't even in the top three.
So not so big on the decision then?
No, I wasn't keen.
Who would you have had?
I got to say, for them, if you had to pick a Queenslander, I would have gone Greg Inglis. He was really dominant in those first two games. For New South Wales, Boyd Cordner was talismanic as our captain. I think his meters against a really physical Queensland pack, I think, were fantastic. And won man of the match in game 2. I think this is clear favouritism because it was basically Billy Slater's last game. That's why he won it. And I'd just like to point out, the selectors were Mal Meninga and Darren Lockyer.
To be fair, Laurie Daly was in there
Laurie Daly was in there too, but 2-1.
Okay, we'll move on. Big round of NRL this week. You'll hear a lot of the games on right here on Triple M, including tomorrow night, the Panthers and the Sharks going toe-to-toe in what is going to be an absolute belter.
Yeah, this is going to be a belter at Panthers Stadium. They've been so dominant this season. They've only lost one home game this season. And they haven't named their Origin stars at the moment, but that could change close to the day, depending on how especially Maloney and
Cleary
managed to think. They backed up last time. But coming into the finals this close, I think they'll probably give them a rest, especially with the emergence of Jerome Luai.
Yeah, who's playing pretty good footy. Panthers or Sharks for you?
I've got to go the Panthers at home. They've just been too dominant, and nothing against the Sharks. They've got a really good physical forward pack, but too much talent out wide for the Panthers.
Right. Knights versus Eels also on tomorrow night. Not really a big draw card, although Mitchell Pearce back.
Yeah, Battle of the Cellar Dwellers. It's really hard to see how Penrith and Cronulla got knocked back to a non-TV game, and they've decided to give us the blockbuster of Newcastle versus Parramatta. I've got to go Newcastle. They've got Mitchell Pearce back from injury.
Yep.
And they have been curtailed by injury a lot. They were tipped for the top 8 at the beginning of the year, just with the amount of pickups they had of the off-season. And the Eels, although all they've lost to Semi Radradra, they've been horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Dogs versus Rabbitohs gets us underway for Saturday morning. In a word?
Reece Martin, I think, has been the pickup of the year for Canterbury.
Yeah.
I think he's been absolutely phenomenal, but that still won't be good enough to knock over Souths.
Right. Sea Eagles versus Storm, who are Storm just travelling nicely, as they do every year.
Yeah, and having Cam Smith out of Origin for the entire season has been really good for them, because when you've got a player of that calibre that's not fatigued, he absolutely tore up St George last week. So I reckon they'll do the same against Manly.
They do this to the Cowboys every year. So they're playing in Canberra on Saturday. So the forecast for Townsville, getting down to 12 degrees on Saturday, up to a top of 25. Canberra starting at -4 on Saturday before a top of 12. Will the weather be enough of a factor for your Raiders to knock over the Cowboys?
I tell you what, they'll be wearing 3 pairs of thermals.
Yeah,
it's going to be a cold one. My head says Canberra should win with what we've got, but we do have a couple of key injuries. Hopefully, Rapana will be back this week, though it's going to be a bit of a line ball. We lost our fullback to concussion this week, and also Joe Tarpanay has been suspended for 2 weeks. And that's on top of Shannon Boyd having a calf injury. So we should still win at home, especially with the cattle we've got, but it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, and you don't want to be in front at 60 minutes. good match on Sunday as well. A couple of top 8 contenders, Broncos and Warriors, getting us underway.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because the Broncos, you're always going to know what you get.
Yep.
But having said that, that also makes them predictable. Anthony Milford, I don't think he's comfortable where he is at 5'8". I think he's a much better fullback. But then again, you've got Darius Boyd at fullback. So when he retires, it probably end of this year, maybe next year, he might go on for another year. The Warriors on their day are phenomenal. This year they've really picked up their game a bit. Their worst game and their best game haven't been too far apart. But the last week they were absolutely horrible. They were atrocious. So I will go the Warriors to sort of pick up their act this week, but it's going to be a close one.
Match of the day on Sunday for Triple M NRL, Dragons versus Tigers. Dragons comfortable here?
Yeah, pretty comfortable. They really were missing their forward pack, who was basically all playing Origin last week.
Yeah.
And that was a big deciding factor against the Storm. So I think they'll be way too much for the Tigers, that have just been far too in great defensively, brilliant defensively, but in attack, they just haven't got much.
And final match, Titans and Roosters. You'd think the Roosters would get the job done.
Yeah, I think the Roosters will be pretty comfortable against the Titans. The Titans will definitely be an improvement over last week, especially getting back their Origin forwards. They really missed Joy Arrow and Wallace last week because Brisbane just absolutely ran straight through them.
Fair enough, Ducey. Thanks so much for catching up with us today. Wooden Spoon is, of course, back Saturday. All your local sport covered between 8 and 10 Saturday morning. The news next on Triple M, and plenty of footy over the weekend right here on the Riverina's Triple M.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.